why are artists still meddling or mediating between people and their desires, or acting as desiring machines on behalf of others who, and for what reason, delegate their authority, their power to various stars, performers, writers, experts, or spokespersons? The most marginal art, not the avant-garde, the avant-garde has disappeared, hasn't it? The most marginal art, the most alternative art, now often consists of nothing but an ironic take on the impossibility of the artist as mediator. After Dada, everyone was supposed to become an artist. After Duchamp, after Situationism, after the art strike, which was itself nothing but irony, a parody of the social action jammed into the empty niche once occupied by the social. The artist now accomplishes nothing more than TV ads, holding up images to be admired, to be desired, to be purchased, whether with money or with pieces of one's soul. Images that are not the real goods, bites which never satisfy or cure, but simply create the thirst for more images, even images of utopia. Can we go so far as to say that the artist is more conscious than the ad exec or commodity designer? Haven't they also read McLuhan and Baudrillard? It's not that we're all postmodernists, Allah forbid, nor have we all succumbed to the crypto-fascism of POMO morbidity. But, you see, we were trained up in all these art forms which now seem so moribund. I frequently experience moments of nausea in bookstores at the thought of adding one more page to all that fucking print.